because we were never being boring. Welcome, it's a Monday, so must be working out. I finally got 6 hours of sleep, which for me is really good after the past couple nights of 2 hours. I'm on my spin bike, my ProForm. I usually do a little 10-minute warm-up at least, throw down a little bit of kettlebell workouts, and then head out and get my mileage. Kind of opened it up with the Pet Shop Boys. Loved them. I had a record store for almost 20 years. Being boring, that's my theme. Instead of this epic, you got to be motivated and everything, just be boring, get a routine. So it's Monday, which, you know, a lot of people start a new regime or program. You don't need to start on Monday. You can start it any day, but people like to start on Monday. Though it is funny how some people put calendars where it has Sunday as the start of the week. Very, very odd. Sunday is the end of the week, not the start of the week. But I guess it depends on where you live. I mean, the weekends in some countries are Friday and Saturday based on religion. So anyways, I am warming up, but I wanted to throw out a challenge to you, the being boring challenge. Set up a routine and for 40 minutes each day for a week, go out and exercise, do whatever floats your boat, run, walk, cycle, swim. Well, it's kind of hard to swim even still now with the whole COVID thing. So take the being boring challenge and for a week, get out and do 40 minutes and try and do it at the same time every day. And that's why it's called a routine. In fact, I highly recommend doing it in the morning like I am right now. It's, I don't know, 5:30 in the morning and I'll be heading out the door. Unfortunately, it's a little dark and I'm doing this warm up, but being boring is all about getting a routine, and being boring brings results. So pick a time and pick a place and just do it.
Fit for Life Gym starting another 6-week boot camp. They just headed up the sand hills. Looks like some push-up time here. You can hear the owner, Tim, running his boot camp. Monday morning. I love how they made this nice little path around Beach Park. There's the survivor cancer statue. Unfortunately, people stole the bronze statues. How do you go to a smelter and go, hey, I want to sell this? Just like some people steal manhole covers. I was out walking one day and some sheriffs rolled up on me. And like, hey, we see you out here all the time. If you see anybody stealing manhole covers, send us a text. Just crazy. I do remember a story where someone stole a 6-foot-tall bronze Ronald Reagan statue, which, you know, how do you show up at the recycle yard with that? Good to talk to my friend Tim, who owns Fit for Life Boot Camp. He's been doing it for years. He was the original guy here. He said over a decade out there at Beach Park, getting people back into fitness. Good talk with him. We're hoping to do some events. He does a 500 rep challenge, which I help every year, where it's you do 25, you know, push-ups or sit-ups or lunges, and it's out and back horse, and you end up doing 500 reps. And a couple miles and a lot of fun. Talking about doing maybe a ride and tie event and also some other things. So looking forward to helping out with Tim. Great to see everybody out there this morning getting it done. He has 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. boot camps outside. And it's kind of my inspiration for doing my run cap back in 2009. Saw those guys doing boot camps and I thought, you know what? I'm gonna offer a run camp. And that's how I got my run camp started. Did it over there at Yogis Park from 2009 till 2017, 18. Then I kind of moved on to other events and endeavors. It was the first day for Tim's 6-week boot camp. He does 6 weeks on, 2 weeks off, which I think is a really good idea. And, you know, he was giving them words of encouragement, and he's basically saying what the theme of this episode is be boring. He was challenging his people to not being epic, just show up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and on the other days, do a little bit of exercise. He also wants them to try intermittent fasting, which I've been doing for a while. I'm gonna up my game. I used to do the 16-8, but lately I've been doing this 13 sunrise type of thing. I'm gonna bump it up. Inspired by him, he told everybody you need to drink water. He recommends half your weight in water. I definitely need to improve on that, so that's gonna be my new goal. That's my new being boring for this week. What's yours gonna be? You can leave it in the comments. What's gonna be your being boring challenge? Is it gonna be going out and running for 40 minutes in the morning, walking for 40 minutes, spin class on your bike, a Peloton class, swimming, doing one of the great, you know, a boot camp like these guys are doing? You know, Nike has some great bodyweight boot camps. I use their app a lot. Fitbit has them also, so there's tons of stuff. So this is the week, the Be Boring Challenge. Get out there and do something regularly every day for 7 days in a row, you know, and do it at the same time, because what I want you to do is build a routine. And as always, stay healthy, be boring, not epic, and please subscribe as well.